time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Good morning. Never a doubt. Wednesday morning, JB and the General, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. How we doing it out there? I imagine if you're a Predators fan, you're doing just fine on this Wednesday morning. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. General, good morning.
Good morning, John. Just like how we drew it up on all sense, on all fronts.
Yeah, I just had a funny feeling last night, and I hedged. I put a little Skrilla on the Preds, so won a little bit of chingle this morning. It basically paid to fill up my gas tank to get here today. So, you know, it's pretty much here and gone, but, you know, it was good to have. And so we're going to have ourselves a game six on Friday. How about that? Do we have a start time? Do we have a face-off time? Have you seen?
I have not seen, but I will check on that briefly. But yeah. You're absolutely right. And in a normal sense, I would come on here and say, advantage Predators, you get to go back home. Home ice is such a big thing in the playoffs and in hockey.
But the Preds have been lousy on home ice in the playoffs, you know, for the last number of years. So
both
you
teams.
Know, exactly. So I don't think it's anybody's advantage. I think it's going to be, obviously, when you're the home team, you get the last line change. But it's going to be who plays best. But tight, I mean, that was playoff hockey last night. Physical, tight checking game. Both goalies played outstanding, and Juice was just a little bit better as the Preds get out of there with a 2-1 win.
Really was. Game six will be on Friday, May 3rd. Time and TV coverage TBD.
Still no definitive word.
Still
on
no
that.
Announcement.
How about that?
It's on ESPN.
Is today May 1st?
May 1st.
Happy May Day, everybody. Ooh, rent's due.
Yes. You hear the deep sigh of everyone listening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, song people like to play on May Day is that song, It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC, because the way Justin Timberlake sang it, it kind of sounded like, it's gonna be May. Well, it is May. So, welcome to May.
Yes.
Beautiful spring day. Like I said, nice little accident on I-40 to get my day going. Run a little late, a little helter-skelter today, but, like we were talking about yesterday, I know, you know, conventional wisdom would say Vancouver would take care of business on home ice and close out the series, but I am not totally surprised that the Predators circled the wagons and won that game and extended the series.
No, not at all. Yesterday, I kind of had a feeling the Canucks might be able to close it out. I thought they'd come out quick, and I thought they did. I thought early on, I thought the Preds kind of survived a little bit. They were had a lot of possession in the Predators' kind of back half,
zone.
Offensive
yeah.
zone.
Yeah.
I thought they held on well, and that's kind of what you had. Do you know that there's going to be an early flurry from this Canucks team?
Yeah, and if you're Vancouver, it's, hey, boys, let's go out. Let's get that first goal. Let's get our crowd into it.
Right.
Let's create a little doubt in their mind, you know, and then roll from there. And, you know, that was a legacy game for Soros.
It was. Because not only Soros, but the Predators, in terms of their last four elimination games, they've lost all four. So that's a nice streak to break. Last night they did so, and I thought just gritty. I don't think they played great. Once again, I don't think either team played a phenomenal three periods of hockey, but Preds did enough in that third period, and a lot of talk about that goal that ended up tying it for the Predators. Was that goaltender interference? I don't think so. But getting out of there with a victory, not only advancing on and surviving elimination, but kind of standing tall on the road. You get to go back home. This is your reward and a chance to keep fighting for your playoff lives.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible when you look at it. And it looked for all the world like, you know, like you said, like the Predators were going to close up shop. But they rallied and, you know, good on them. And like I said, we got game six coming up on Friday. I guess time to be determined.
Yeah, even on the Predators website, it's not even.
I hope it's not an 8:45 or 9 o'clock start locally. Sure. It might be, though. But, yeah, so, you know, Zadorov gets the goal. It's 1-0, and you're thinking, all right, well, this is it. And then, you know, Josi ties it with the power play goal, and Carrier breaks the 1-1 tie, and they get out of there with a victory. And, you know, what can you say? I mean, it, like I said, does not surprise me. This is a resilient Predators team. They got a lot of grit. And, you know, listening to Poile on his way out, Barry Trotz on his way in about a year ago at this time, you know, they talked about we got to get back to the Predator way, right? And what is the Predator way? Being hard to play against, being physical, being resilient, never say die, you know? And here we are. It was kind of like survival night last night when you think about it, right? The Sixers survived, you know, they stay alive in their series with my Knicks. That was a kick to the nether regions loss for my Knicks. You know, the Bucks without Dame and Giannis able to beat the Pacers, keep that series going.
Pat Beverly legacy game last night.
Pat Beverly, wow. Yeah, he was all over the place last night. So yeah, here we go. Game six. This is exciting. This is what you know, sports fans live for. These playoff series, I think, in both the NHL and NBA have been very intriguing, very exciting, hard fought. I mean, these guys are, you know, because a lot of people talk about, oh, these athletes, they make a lot of money, they don't care. I see a lot of care in both of these playoffs, you know, NHL and NBA. Guys are laying it on the line. You know, in both sports, don't you think?
If you're saying that, you're closing your eyes while watching all these games. It's pretty clear the level of intensity, and it's only round one, John, in both
sides.
That's
the thing.
I mean, things will only pick up as the...
You got three more series you got to win.
Right, as the jeopardy increases. It's been fun, and the Predators have done so very well, really, in the first round, because for some guys, this isn't their first ever rodeo in playoff hockey, but Luke Evangelista, I thought he's played terrific in this postseason so far. He's held up to the scaries, the NHL postseason scaries so far, but both sides, NBA, NHL, it's been fun. We've had some local aspect to it as well.
Yeah, Gentry Estes from the Tennessean is going to join us at 10:25, get his thoughts on, you know, the Predators, can they actually rally and win this series? And get his thoughts on the Titans draft as well. By the way, we never got your official grade for the Titans draft. We had teased that the last couple of days.
You're right.
So on May 1st, 2020, dude, you realize 2024 is kind of almost half over?
I know. Half over.
It's weird, bro.
And not to make it about me, John. But
no, please, make it about you. I make it about me, so you got to make it about
me. We are 1 month away from me getting hitched here.
Oh, my gosh. It's the final countdown.
Seems like literally 18 months ago we started. I go, wow, June 1st.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. I remember, you know, the night that, you know, you pulled the caper off and, you know, officially got engaged to Lexi, your lovely bride-to-be, and Greg and I were so excited for you, and we're thinking, wow, you know, he's got plenty of time to plan that wedding, and now here you are a month away.
Yep. Very, very, very fun. My NFL draft grade for the Titans.
Yes.
I'm going to go a B-, John.
Boy, you're a tough grader, bro.
Yeah, not terrible, but not great either.
A B-- is high.
It's high.
It's slightly above average.
Now, some of it doesn't necessarily have to do with what the Titans did. Like, Joe Alt wasn't available for them to pick. So,
right.
But if they would have got Joe Alt, to me, that's an A-plus grade, because you got your biggest need and I think the best tackle right now in this draft. But you didn't get that. You got J.C. Latham, and we've had all the guests on talking about, do we think he'll be able to adjust? Talked to Jeff Fisher about it yesterday. He talked to Brad Hopkins. He doesn't think it's going to be that tough of a transition, but there's question marks there on J.C. Latham. Devondre Sweat, I think, is going to be a day one starter. You've got two day one starters in rounds one and two, and I think in round four, the Cedric Gray linebacker draftee, the fourth rounder, you didn't have
like
a third round. I think he's going to be starting alongside Kenneth Murray. Mm-hmm. So those are your two linebackers.
And he could be the green dot guy, right?
The green dot. So that's three day one starters. So that, to me, is your kind of baseline what you want out of the draft. You want to get some starters in there early on, and you've got that. Now, in terms of value, that's where I've got it as a B minus. Because even though we don't know if they could have traded back and still gotten J.C. Latham and Tavondre Sweat, it's, to me, John, it's not great value. Where you picked, it's, to me, there's still question marks about both guys. One a little more off the field than the other in Tavondre Sweat, whether we like it or not. The facts are the facts. Less than a month ago, we got popped for a DWI. I mean, that's not necessarily you want before heading into rookie minicamp. It happened. We hope it doesn't happen again, but it did happen. The round six, seventh, in the two sevens, I'm not really going to put much into it. Excited about Jaquan Jackson. He's going to be, I think, your kick returner day one. But in terms of wide receiver help, I don't think you'll get little to anything from him this year. James Williams and Jalen Harrell, they are what they are. They're flyers, maybe can get some special teams production out of them. So I've got a B minus, not because of who they picked or I didn't love the pick or anything like that, but I think in terms of value, where the Titans picked specifically in rounds one and two, which are the most important, I don't think it's terrific grade A plus value. So I've got a B minus.
You are a tough grader, Patton Cook, but I get what you're saying. You know, there's a lot of value to what you're saying. And, you know, listen, the success of this draft class all hinges on Latham and whether or not he's going to be a quality NFL LT, right?
Yep.
I mean, like you said, you can make cases for the rest of the class, right? You know, like I like the Sweat pick. I like the linebacker pick. You know, the safety seems like a rangy guy that can do some things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if Latham doesn't pan out at left tackle, this draft is a failure. I mean, you know, even if the other guys are quality players, I mean, your first round pick is supposed to be the guy. I like Latham. Yeah. I believe in him. I think he's going to do fine, but I don't know that for sure.
And that's my biggest gripe kind of with round one. You'd love for it not to have many questions at all. And if you're going to have questions, it's going to be whether or not, is he going to be a Pro Bowl level tackle or an All-Pro? This one, you're not even sure if he's going to be able to play the position. And I think he will, but there's questions. I mean, I think there's a chance he doesn't.
And these questions are valid and justified.
Right, and to me, that's hard for a first-round pick. The Titans did it. Maybe it works out, but maybe it doesn't. And that's, to me, that when you're giving out draft grades before they even stepped on the field,
right,
all
I know,
you can do.
Which is pretty ridiculous, right, that people give out draft. But, you know, that's what we do.
It's Sports
Talk Radio. We're sitting there, you know, jawboning about sports. So we give grades out.
But all you can do is project what could and what couldn't happen. And he could not end up being a left tackle in this league. He could be a right. And that's not good enough at seven where you're picking.
Braves lost to the Mariners last night, 3-2. Rubber game of that series. Right, the Braves won game one, right?
They lost.
Oh, so they got to avoid the sweep today. How about that?
Fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, exactly, with only 129 games left in the season. You know, it's getting late early. So we got afternoon baseball on these airwaves, 2:25 pregame, Braves at Mariners. So are the McFarlanes going to come on for 20 minutes?
Great question.
You know, what happens at 2 o'clock? It's 2:25 pregame. I mean, you know.
Damon, how about you just play Rand Carthon's press conference?
Yeah, well, you know, Damon will just come on and talk about how great the Vols are and, you know, how, you know, my man Nico is going to win the Heisman and, you know, how Charles Woodson should have won the Heisman and Peyton should have won the Heisman over Charles Woodson. So it'll just be 20 minutes of Damon King talking about his days as a DJ and talking about how great the Vols are.
Yes, tune in at 2 o'clock for this.
Yeah. So, ay.
Especially
right.
You, Schmitty. We know you love the Vols. Listen to Damon talking about Nico and the boys.
Exactly. Later. So there, you know, a special treat for all of you. Yeah, 20 minutes of Damon King talking about God knows what. Elsewhere in the NHL, we told you about the Preds, obviously. Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 2-1. So without Austin Matthews, by the way, and so they stay alive in that series. They won in Boston. Bruins still up in that series 3-2. Hurricanes have eliminated the Islanders. They got a wacky couple of goals in like 8 seconds or something like that, kind of like game one for the Preds. So they beat the Islanders 6-3. That series is over. They win 4-1. Hurricanes, still the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup. They will go on to play my New York Rangers in round two, and that is going to be a great series, and I'm going to be on pins and needles for that. Avalanche beat the Jets last night 6-3, so that series is over. How disappointing are the Jets? You know, you got two of the best players in the world, and you can't get out of the first. I mean, look, Colorado's good, bro.
Yeah.
Colorado's good, like good. But, you know, you would expect the Jets to at least get the Western Conference Finals or make a run at the Cup. And I don't know. They got to do some tinkering there because, I mean, McDavid and Draisaitl are two of the best players in the world.
Correct. And I think you just, and the Preds have kind of found this out the hard way, too. It's just what you're going up against in terms of the Colorado Avalanche. It's pretty tough. And I think you were talking about the Oilers. They lost the Jets last night, not McDavid and the
Draisaitl. Oh, my bad.
But anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm talking about the Oilers.
Still, I mean, they have the same work to do in terms of
the Jets. Jets have always been good. You're right, man. Oh, yeah. Man. Thanks for that.
No, you're fine.
Steve Martin.
Also.
You said Silence of the Lambs? Yeah, I got that.
Put an arrow through
that. Your Cavaliers hold on and by the skin of their teeth beat the Magic 104-103. Was it Mobley got the block late?
Yeah, big time Mobley block on Franz
Wagner.
Yeah. Great play by him. Donovan Mitchell showed up last night, so credit to you, Donovan, for doing your job. Darius Garland was very good. Credit to him. Points-wise, wasn't great, but really got his teammates involved, makes some big-time plays down the stretch, had a nice wraparound pass to Evan Mobley under the basket to push them up four, which they needed every point down the stretch. But you head back to Walt Disney World, John, where you've seemingly is a castle over there in Orlando, Florida, yet haven't played well. I have a feeling this one's going seven.
This one's going seven. The Magic are going to win game six. And it's going to be 3-3 coming back to Cleveland. We told you about the Bucks beating the Pacers without Dame and without Giannis. And, of course, the 76ers, Tyrese Maxey, went absolutely berserk and beat my Knicks in overtime 112-106 to stay alive in that series. All right, that gets you caught up. Gentry Estes from the Tennessean is going to join us at 10:25. But until then, your phone calls and texts are welcome. 615-844-5600. Back after this.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
2-2, high in the air to deep right field. This thing's got wings. That's going to fly away. And it's 2-0 Atlanta.
Today, the Braves close out their trip to Seattle as they square up against J.P. Crawford and the Mariners, live from T-Mobile Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 2:25, exclusively on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Happy May Day and happy Hump Day. Shout out to the great Leland Statham, John Burton, Patton Cook, JB and the General, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Gentry Estes, sports columnist from the Tennessean, will join us at 10:25. We'll get his thoughts on the Predators staying alive in this best-of-seven series with the Vancouver Canucks. A 2-1 win last night. Josi, the tying goal in the third on the power play. Carrier, with what proved to be the game winner shortly after that. So it's a 3-2 series. Vancouver still leads, but the Predators are still alive. What we got out there in text land?
Our guy Kenneth texted in. He goes, now that LaFlop is out of the playoffs, I can enjoy the NBA again.
Who sent that?
Kenneth? Kenneth Hawkins.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're happy, Kenneth. Have a good day. Tony in Nolensville joins us. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, guys, and good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony.
You know, guys, sports is crazy.
You're just figuring that out now, Tony?
Hell, being a sports fan.
It's nuts.
You know, I want to talk some baseball here. Saturday, been a Vandy fan. Saturday, we lost the game, probably should have won. Last night, we win a game we probably should have lost. And that's the game of baseball, as I've heard somebody on here say before, and we all know
that's baseball, Susan.
It's baseball, right. And then, in the pros, you see a baseball game that is paused because of bees.
Yeah.
A beehive breaks out.
Remember the Midges in the Yankees' then-Indian series back in 07, I think it was?
Right. That was a bad one then. Bad one then. Attacking the fans, wasn't it?
Yeah, my man Jabba Chamberlain was getting destroyed out there on the mound. It was like a scene out of a horror movie.
Fight that breaks out because a guy brushes another one's shoulder.
Yeah.
And tells him I did that because I wanted to.
the Brewers game last night. That was an actual fight. It's not your normal sissy boy slap party.
There was some punches
in MLB fights. There were actually punches thrown.
And then last night, Patton, our alma mater.
Yes.
In case you hadn't seen this. Beats Texas A&M 35-1. Not Texas. Let me apologize. Alabama A&M. I said Texas. Alabama A&M. Austin Peay beat them last night 35-1. One player had 11 RBIs, a guy named Day. He hit back-to-back at bats, two grand slams. And of course, Austin Peay, they right now, when they scored the 35 runs, that was the most runs scored by any baseball team in Division I baseball this year. And, I mean, it's just crazy. And, of course, they've got one of the leading home run hitters in the country. He hit his 26th last night, a young man named Lloyd Miller Green. He hit his 26th. It was a grand slam. They hit three grand slams last night. I mean, unbelievable. And in the last 10 games, John, Austin Peay scored 126 runs in baseball.
Is that good?
And I hope the trend continues. I would give anything to see them put in a read. They've got to get in there, you know, because they play in the A-Sun, and you almost have to win your automatic bid in the tournament. But I would love to see them play against UT in a bomb fest. And, I really would. John, it would love to see the big bats go head-to-head against each other up there in Knoxville at the launching pad. And but it really is. The name of baseball is crazy. And then, Patton, this is the part about being a sports fan that just ripped your heart out. All these teams. I was with you, Patton, yesterday, saying, you know, Preds are done. I love the way John asked you the question and you paused and in a clean way said, you're screwed. Yeah. and then they go up there and do what they do. It's just, you know, guys, that's what keeps us all young is being a sports fan. And I just wanted to touch on that because in any aspect of any sport, you can find differences. And you can find, you know, a lot of togetherness on a lot of things. And it's just crazy how the sports world goes. Sometimes I almost wish I wasn't a sports fan, but I can't help it. I am, and I love it. And I love you guys and everything that y'all give us the platform to speak our differences and speak our pieces about where we feel on stuff. So I just wanted to call in, touch on all that, and just say just keep being a sports fan. It's going to get crazier. We know that. So,
yep. Talk to you. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the time. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, Austin Peay. Well, is there no run rule in that league? 35 runs on 25 hits. Austin Peay got 4 in the first, 3 in the second, 7 in the third, 4 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, 14 in the sixth. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, that was only 7 innings. I believe.
Okay, they were like,
you
got
to play 7 if I'm not mistaken in college baseball. Okay. But yeah, Tony mentioned the kid transferred from Oklahoma State, and of course that's where Trevor Fanning, I believe, is Austin Peay's baseball coach. That is where he comes from, if I'm not mistaken. So he's a graduate student, and he is absolutely right. He has been mashing homers all season long. That's a guy you'll probably see picked in the MLB draft here in a couple weeks' time. I don't believe he's got any eligibility left. I believe he's 30 years old on Austin Peay's campus right now. I'm joking, of course. But, yeah, they've had a great year. 14-7 in the conference has Austin Peay. And not my alma mater, but shout-out to Lipscomb University. They took on Tennessee, and the Tennessee Volunteers took them down. A big win for Lipscomb's program last night. I'm not sure they'd ever beaten a team like that before, and Tennessee loses in midweek.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often. Yeah, you mentioned John Bay, 2 grand slams, designated hitter Lyle Miller Green set the program's single-season home run record with another grand slam, and first baseman Harrison Brown broke a 53-year-old record with 11 RBIs, all while leading Austin Peay to a 35-1 run rule, 7-inning win over Alabama A&M. We mentioned the Vandy boys. They get a walk-off win last night. R.J. Austin hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 11th, which brings home the winning run there. So, yeah, you know, given how that series went over the weekend, that was a nice win for them. We'll have Corbs on tomorrow, of course. So, wow, 35-1. Like, what does the Alabama A&M coach say to his team after the game? You know, like, all right, boys, we held him under 40, or
yeah,
you know
that was one silent bus ride, you know, back down.
Hang in there,
A&M.
My,
I don't know.
Goodness,
don't know what you say.
Yeah, but nice game last night, like you said, between Vanderbilt and Tennessee Tech. They get the walk-off win there. So,
but in terms of Tennessee and Vanderbilt, don't read too much into some of these midweek games because you're starting to kind of prep your arms for the postseason.
You're tinkering with your rotation. You're tinkering with your lineup. It's not, you know.
Now, Grayson Carter threw last night for Vanderbilt, trying to get him back a little bit. He gave up yet another home run. So Vanderbilt is struggling right now. They desperately need to find something. Pitching has been okay, John, recently. Hitting has not been very good. It was okay last night. They needed it, or they got it when they needed it in terms of Tennessee Tech. But in terms of SEC play, it's been pretty pitiful, to be quite honest. Now, maybe R.J. Austin hitting that home run can get him back on track, because I believe he was hitting 230 in SEC play in the month of May. So it's been a nightmare for him, to be quite honest. But I beg your pardon, for R.J. Austin. But they need to figure it out, because right now they're teetering on the line of hosting a regional and not. And if you're not hosting, John, it's damn near impossible to make it out
very,
of a regional,
very difficult,
then to get into a super regional, and then getting out of that. And that's ultimate goal for Vanderbilt every year.
Well, that's the expectation every year.
Exactly, making it to Omaha.
Kentucky currently leads the SEC 16-5. They're having a great season, as is Tennessee. They're 15-6. They're right there. Vanderbilt, one game over 500 right now in the SEC, 32-13, of course, overall. And you're right. I mean,
in the stretch they have,
they still have to play Kentucky. They still have to play Tennessee
and Georgia, who probably has the hottest bats in the SEC at this moment. You can take hottest bats whichever way you want, in terms of legal or momentum.
Are you suggesting something there, Patton?
There's something awry going on in college baseball, and I'm going to throw Austin Peay in that category too. When you're hitting as much as they are now, they got some good players.
I mean,
down
35
there.
To 1, bro.
But I don't know. I don't know if we're all playing on the same level playing field here. That's all I'll say.
Wow. How
about which has been a problem. It's been a problem in college baseball for 4 or 5 years now. As the bats. So, but when you're playing with aluminum, I mean, there's stuff you can do. So,
the power of ping.
Yes.
All right. Earlier, we were talking about draft grades and just, you know, checking some of the draft grades. I clicked onto Yahoo Sports. The Titans, you gave them a B- their draft. Well, Yahoo gives them a C+. So kind of along the same lines of what you're saying, right? Now, this is what Yahoo is saying. The Titans nailed their first pick, but could have done better the rest of the way. J.C. Latham is a set-it-and-forget-it type of offensive tackle who is already penciled in as a starter. It'll be interesting to see how Latham handles being a left tackle in the NFL. He has enough talent to be successful. Getting Cedric Gray in the fourth round could be a long-term steal for the Titans. But overall, it wasn't a draft class to get excited about unless Tavondre Sweat develops into a pass rusher. But he's not really a pass rusher, is he? He's more of a gap guy and a run stuffer, right?
He's a run stuffer, but in round number two, I mean, you can get nose guards later down. But I think he'll get there, John, because the weight he was playing at in college, he is absolutely not going to play that heavy. 360, I believe at the combine, he weighed in at 363. I'd say the first order of business for Brian Callahan is getting him to 345, 350. 360 is too much.
Yeah.
Vince Wilfork isn't in the NFL anymore for very good reason.
Right.
It's just you're not able
to
play.
I go back to, you ever hear of Ted Washington?
I have not, no.
Ted Washington, he was an all-pro. He played for the Bills. He played, I think, for the Patriots. The Bills signed him as a free agent when I was working in Buffalo. He's the largest human being I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he was a biscuit shy of 400 pounds. I mean, he was just a bad, mean, nasty guy. Like, we were in the locker room trying to get interviews one day, and he's walking through in a towel. Picture that, 370-pound guy in a towel, you know,
holding on for
calling
your
us.
Life.
Calling us everything in the book. I hate y'all media. Get the blank out of our locker room, you blanker blanker. And there were female reporters in there too. And I mean, he was just not a good human being. But yeah, Ted Washington, Vince Wilfork. You know, when I was a teenager, we had Refrigerator Perry, who took the country over by storm with the 85 Bears, right? You don't really see, you know, guys that large anymore. And listen, you're right. you know, because for every pound you lose, that's 4 pounds of pressure off your knees. You know, the lower half, those big guys, their lower half, their hips, their knees, you know, their hamstrings. I mean, they take a lot of pounding with that weight. And then, you know, 60, 70 plays in an NFL game to, you know, on top of that.
That, and if you want your defensive tackle to be able to get after the quarterback, he can't be moving like a walrus. These quarterbacks are quick on their feet at this point now. You don't have many guys that are just kind of patting the baby in the backfield and or like Tom Brady who really can't escape out of the pocket. I'd say it's hard to think of a guy. Maybe Kirk Cousins is the last guy right now, John, who is truly a pocket passer in this league who can't get out of the pocket.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think you're right. You know, and we don't they don't necessarily want the quote-unquote running quarterback. Right. Like Michael Vick was very exciting to watch. He was the most exciting player when he was in his heyday. He was the most exciting player to watch in the NFL. And he made a lot of money, and the Falcons won some games, but they were never really serious Super Bowl contenders.
No.
Nowadays, you're right. You need that guy that can stand in the pocket, deliver the football, but if there's trouble, he can escape. I mean, I look at a guy like Daniel Jones. I mean, if he can just learn how to play quarterback, he's a great athlete.
Right.
He's just not a very good quarterback. That's the problem.
And that's the hardest. The hardest thing to figure out. And I think you look up and down, Titans, Jags, Texans, maybe not the Colts. I think more Anthony Richardson's, maybe a little more run first than pass, maybe. Yeah. But who knows? But all those guys
Stroud
have the ability
is mobile,
to get out.
Levis is mobile, you know. Lawrence can get out of the pocket and do some
things.
He's
killed the Titans with his legs in his time in Jacksonville. So that for me, but I think that should be an easy fix. And I said it yesterday, if he's so serious and he's talking all this game about wanting to prove the haters wrong, to me that's his number one question mark. And maybe the off-the-field stuff, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he shows me he can. If it happens again, John, the panic button will be ringing from 9 to 11 every morning until something changes.
Fair enough. All right, coming up, all you Swifties out there, listen up. Taylor's boyfriend is not going to be free for a while. We'll explain next, WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today. by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wednesday edition, JB and the General coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Happy May Day. And like we said before, it's hard to believe it, but 2024 is almost half over. And we are 1 month and counting from the long-awaited nuptials of Patton Cook and the lovely Lexi.
Ready or not, here we go.
Yep.
Very excited. Not a ton left to do, John. We've had so much time. I mean, it'd be a disgrace if we had a lot to do with a month left, just with kind of everything, the time we've had, but still some stuff left to do.
And last minute, you know, knickknacks here and there.
Lexi would be happy to know I'm doing all of it. She's not having to do any of it. That's a joke, of course.
I was going to say, I find that hard to believe.
Wouldn't dare let me touch much of this. I got to touch the food.
Okay.
And what color tux I'm wearing.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Everything else
is hers.
Everything else is hers. Flowers, signs, the whole nine.
Well, speaking of couples that are beloved, not only here in Nashville, but all over the world.
Oh.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, I thought for sure he might retire after this year, you know, go out with the Super Bowl. His legacy in the league is secure. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He'll go down as probably a top five tight end of all time. But he's going to keep playing for a while. Just signed a new, couple-year deal, $34.5 million. And his average annual value makes him the highest-paid tight end. I mean, dude, you know, well-deserved. I've always said, you know, people always talk about so-and-so, who's worth the money, who's not, this, that, and the third. What have I always said, Patton? What's my golden rule when it comes to contracts? You know it.
You are only paid what you are worth, though.
You died a horrible death on that. No. You are worth whatever someone is willing to pay you.
You know, I had that.
It just, now, I put you on the spot there. I put you on the spot, so I don't apologize for that.
No,
that's what this thing's all about.
You shouldn't. But how crazy is it, John? I mean, I would put Travis Kelce up against any wide receiver in terms of production and what he means.
Yep.
And A.J. Brown damn near doubles him in annual
what do you average. What do you get? 3 years, $90 million?
3 years, $90
million. My
it's
God.
Average $32 million per year.
Wow. I have a question. I'm raising my hand here. I have a question.
Let's do it.
Okay. My question is, does the salary cap just not apply to the Philadelphia Eagles? Now, we all know that the salary cap is what we call fungible, right? It can be manipulated. It can be twisted. But the Eagles just don't care. Like, where are they getting this money? How are they able to stay under the cap with these contracts that they've given out and the players that they've acquired? I want an investigation. As a New York Giants fan and a Philadelphia Eagles hater, sports hater, but hater nonetheless. Like,
it's as close to a non-sports hate, I'm sure, as it gets.
Now, I remember when the salary cap in the 90s first became a thing, right? The 49ers were doing this. They were signing every free agent under the sun because they were tired of losing to the Dallas Cowboys And so they just wanted to win, right? Now, ultimately, it kind of tore their franchise down for a bit, but because, you know, they learned the hard way that you cannot build a team through free agency. You have to build through the draft and supplement through free agency. But they were the same way. They were like, salary cap be damned. We're signing these people. Like, I mean, their capologists or their numbers people must be geniuses. How they're able to give out the contracts that they've given out, sign the free agents they've been able to sign over the years. It's uncanny. Like, does the salary cap not apply to them? Has Goodell come out and said, all right, for 31 other teams, you have a hard salary cap and, you know, you better be at or under it. And Philadelphia Eagles, spend whatever you want. It's MLB for them.
Well, I don't want to give anybody credit down the dial, but a specific someone, just Jared Stillman, has always said the salary cap is fake.
Well, consider the source there. No, it's real, but it is fungible. Okay, it is fungible, as Tiki Barber said on his show. Okay,
for liquid owners, I think it is easier than others.
I will quote somebody with far more credibility than Jared Stillman. Okay, and I'm being nice when I say that. Former NFL player Tiki Barber, who does afternoon drive on WFAN in New York,
announced the draft pick.
Former Giants great. Yeah, he announced. Yeah. Yeah, Giants all-time leading rusher, one of only, I think, five guys in NFL history with 10,000 rushing yards and 5,000 receiving yards. He has said the salary cap.
Not a Hall of Famer, right?
He's borderline. He's borderline. He's getting a little bit more love now as the years have gone on. So, obviously, his brother Rondé is in, and it'd be great if he got in along with his brother. But he says the salary cap is fungible. That's a word that I had to learn, but yeah, it can be manipulated. Obviously, the Eagles do it probably better than any other team in the NFL.
Yeah, draft well, and in terms of they finagle contracts, yeah, they do it as good as
because you can defer guaranteed money, or you can you can say, oh yeah, this year you're getting all your money guaranteed, so that eases the salary cap down the road. They've done a nice job with it. So, you know, as much as I hate to say that, so. All right.
Credit to you, John, for being the bigger person here.
Personal growth is what I'm all about. Right now, we're all about taking a break. WNSR.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit.
800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
It's JB and the General.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep. From the Dan Le Batard show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. Two things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my two observations. How about that?
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Patton, did you know Stugatz got offered the program director job for WFAN in New York? That guy would have been the boss of people.
Had no idea.
He turned it down because, well, he's lazy and he doesn't like to work. And, you know, Le Batard lets him get away with murder down there in Florida. And he lives in Miami. So, you know, he's originally from New York, Long Island. You know, why would you go back to New York and deal with those winners and really have to be responsible for people when, you know, I mean, he's living the life down there. He's like doing drugs and openly admitting it and just, you know, shows up when he wants and Le Batard lets him do whatever he wants.
And unlike in Florida, they don't take half your money right off the top like they do in New York. So I don't know if I can really blame him, to be honest. And what's going on? I mean, it's, oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I miss home.
Don't want to get into what's going on at Columbia University right now, but just what a mess. Everything. The whole situation's a mess.
What is going on there?
They got students and with the protests on Israel and Palestine.
They okay.
Sit-ins all over campus, breaking into windows. I mean, it's just a...
Wow. Was Kaharsky involved in that? He went to Columbia.
Yeah, I heard he's right on the front line. So. I'm kidding, of course. Paul, love you.
We love Paul. Paul's the man. Gentry Estes will join us at 10:25. Braves baseball this afternoon, 2:25 pregame here on these airwaves as they look to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Seattle Mariners up there in Washington State.
Not something I necessarily foresaw at the beginning of this one, but here we are.
Well, that's baseball, Susan. That is definitely baseball.
It's the definition of that's baseball, Susan.
Yeah, we mentioned Vanderbilt. They get the walk-off win last night over Texas Tech. Austin Peay clobbers Alabama A&M 35-1. My God, that is.
I guess that's pretty good.
I got to bring up what I said earlier. If I'm Alabama A&M's coach, like, what do I tell my team after that game? You know, it'll get better. Hang in there. We'll get them. You know, let's focus on who we played this weekend. I mean, geez, oh man.
I would like to, John, if you wouldn't mind, I play this clip for Bill every Monday, pretty much. It is a baseball clip that is fitting, I believe, and it's. I like it, and I hope you will as well.
All right. In 15 minutes, you guys will probably all be fucking fine with this, okay? So I'll just sum it up this way, as fast as I can. That is the most humiliating game in the last fucking 10 years I've been involved with. How can we fucking get picked on the first base? How can you do that? Is that about? What do you think you're f***ing with here? This isn't about some goddamn game. This is about our lives.
That would have been me. Burrito, the former Texas baseball coach. Rest in peace.
Also. Yeah, that would have been me if my team had lost 35-1. Okay.
What do you think I'm with here? Right. I edited that so I can play that. That's me.
Good job by you. Yeah, that was very fitting. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two, Gentry Estes from the Tennessean joins us. at 10:25. Till then, your phone calls, WNSR.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests and more police moving in on them. That's on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, where pro-Palestinian protests have been going on for the past 2 weeks. Police began clearing out protesters this morning. Last night, the NYPD removed students from a building on the Columbia University campus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv says Hamas is the only thing holding up a ceasefire in the region right now. A new recommendation that routine mammogram screenings begin a decade earlier at age 40.
Back in 2009, this very same group, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, changed the age and made it 50. Now, over that last period of time, we've been watching more cases, more aggressive cases, more deaths. That was the concern then. That's why people today are applauding this change.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili pepper perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program on WNSR. John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. JB and the General. Preds stay alive with a 2-1 win last night at Vancouver. Game 6 Friday here at Bridgestone Arena. Don't know the time yet. We do know it's Friday, but we don't know what time they're going to drop the puck.
Could be noon, for all we know.
That would be wonderful. How great would that be?
A little matinee.
On a Friday? Come on, nobody works on Friday anyway. Nah. It's the least productive day of the year, especially after COVID, people working at home. Give me a break. All right, you got a text for us to start us off this hour. What you got?
Yeah, Tony in Nolensville, texted in. He said, John, the Eagles are getting their money from the Ohio State and Texas A&M NIL fund.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
A call and a text from Tony. That's a twofer.
We just need a fax or something from Tony to make it the trifecta.
Let's talk to RD in Culioka. Hey, RD, what's cracking, bro?
Well, it's boring from our friend Tony. Good morning, Patton.
He's on the phone, but he shares your sentiments. I'll speak for him. Good morning, RD.
Good morning, RD.
There you go.
Guys, I've been totally out of the loop on the this year's NFL draft. I just learned that Hendon Hurton went six. And, man, that really surprised me. As you know, he played lights out up until he was injured and was...
You talking about Hendon Hooker?
Hendon Hooker, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was drafted last year by the Lions. Boy, you really have been out of the loop, RD.
You're thinking of Joe Milton, RD.
You're thinking of Joe Milton III, drafted in the sixth round by the Patriots. Or maybe you're not.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Man, I was thinking Hooker was drafted this year.
No, he was drafted last year by the Detroit Lions.
Guys, I'm 74 years old. Give me a break.
Okay. God bless you, RD. We it's all good. I've been frazzled all morning myself.
We'll pretend this call didn't take place. You guys.
I've asked John four times when Gentry Estes is coming on.
Every time we go to break, he's like, Gentry at 10:25. I'm like, yes. I'm 10:25.
just terrified of the thought of, Gentry, how's it going? And I'm over here with the phone in my hand trying to call Gentry Estes really quick.
Right,
RD, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all.
I think really he knew what he was.
Yeah.
I think Joe Milton, yeah, he got Tennessee quarterback.
No, but I think he was talking about Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely, because he talked about him getting hurt and all that kind of stuff. And so, he said he's out of the loop. And like I said, his heart, he's 74 years old. You know, and
as well be, because he's not getting ahead of Jared Goff right now. That experiment, I don't think, is going to go very well for Mr. Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, I think Goff's going to get a new deal, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going anywhere.
His name with 200,000 people there.
He's not going anywhere. So all good, RD. Trust me. I mean, I was talking about Draisaitl and McDavid being on the Winnipeg Jets when they played for the Edmonton Oilers. So, you know, it's just one of those. It's just one of those mornings. I've been ever since
Wacky Wednesday.
Ever since my feet hit the floor this morning, I've been out of sorts. I was late getting here because of traffic. It's just I'm frazzled. My work schedule's been, you know, kind of thrown a monkey wrench into. It's all good. Let's talk to Bruce, who joins us. Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hello. Hey there. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for letting me on. I know you were touching on the topic of the Predators. I was wondering, I know a lot of people had the same experience I had. If you were watching that game on Bally Sports last night, It went dark about 11, and Comcast, who serves millions of people, no longer carries Bally Sports.
I was not aware of that. Patton, did you know that?
Yes, I saw that last night. Apparently Comcast had,
what a time to do that in the middle of a of an all-important playoff game where your team's facing elimination.
I believe Comcast had sent a proposal to Bally to kind of continue on the coverage, and they rejected it. Had to go to TBS.
The game was on TBS. Fortunately, you could watch the rest of the game on TBS.
But, yeah. Well, the good
news
is...
No more Bally Sports means no more Braves games, no more Reds games.
Wow.
And I think there's a lot that's probably going to affect a lot of people in this area, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of people were watching that game last night on Bally Sports, and it went dark at 11 o'clock. The announcement came up, said Bally is in bankruptcy and has refused Comcast offers, so they're no longer available. And you turn over to those channels right now, and that's what you'll see. So,
wow, what does this mean for, like, Mace and Lindsay and Willie? And
well, in terms of Comcast.
You could still get it on the app, right?
Yeah, well.
Or not?
I don't know if. If you've got Comcast as your provider, you won't. But, I mean, other services do still cover Bally. But if you're a Comcast viewer,
so it's strictly with Comcast.
Yeah, tough luck.
Yeah. Wow, dude.
And Comcast, I'm sure that's a lot of people in this area and all over the country. I think I read Bally Sports has they've got the regional sports contracts with 12 Major League Baseball teams. So that's affecting a lot of people over the country.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, there's been issues in Cleveland with Bally because same type of deal. That, you know, the Cavaliers games can't be seen locally in some cable services.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to touch on that topic. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening that had the same experience I had last night. We were watching the end of the Predators game. I mean, at 11 o'clock, it's gone. And
couldn't even wait till the end of the game.
Guys, you do a good job.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Bally wouldn't even bother to wait till the end of the game before they cut coverage.
Well, that's a crafty move by them, you know.
Get everybody mad at Comcast.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd hate to be the call operator for the Comcast offices this morning. Comcast, can you hold? Comcast, can you hold? Comcast, can you hold? Good morning, Comcast.
Let me guess. You're mad about the Predators game last night getting cut off.
Yeah, I know that Bally's had some issues, like you said, but it didn't seem to. Wow, that is that's tough, man. Good news is you could switch over to TNT and watch the game.
Yeah, and usually these matters don't get resolved quickly, so don't expect game number six to be back in your coverage viewing by Friday. Usually these last couple of months.
Yeah, exactly.
These disputes, because I mean the people.
And then both
the
sides try to politic and say it's not our fault, it's their fault.
Yeah.
You know?
But both people at the top, they couldn't give a rip about sports. I mean, their bottom line is their bottom line. So, feel bad for Comcast and Xfinity users, but there's websites out there. That's all I'll say.
Well, the good news is, you know, you're still able to switch over to TNT and watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
And should the Predators advance and go into round two, you know, that's all network games from here on out. You know, the regional cable only is only allowed to show the games in the first round. Is that correct? And I think that's the same way in the NBA as well.
Right.
Because the Knicks games are obviously national on TNT, but they're also local in New York City on MSG. If you want that, you know, that Homer broadcast, which we all love.
Yeah. Well, and I think we got one of the better quote unquote Homer broadcasts in at least the NHL. Haven't seen much of the Memphis Grizzlies Bally coverage, but I mean, Willie, D. Mason, Kara, they do a great job.
They do. They really do. Lindsay and Big Hal Gill as well. Skillsy. So the Preds win 2-1. They stay alive, and, you know, lost in all this is they finally scored on the power play.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of buried the lead almost, or the sub lead. Obviously, the lead is the Preds won. They keep the series alive. Game six coming up Friday at Bridgestone Arena, but they get a power play goal from Yossi to tie it. Carrier gets what proved to be the game winner. And given how, let's face it, the Canucks pretty much stole one the other day at Bridgestone, the Preds kind of stole one back, and, you know, we're kind of right back where we started from. 3-2, Vancouver in the lead, but, you know, the Preds still alive, and obviously they're facing elimination. They haven't played well at home in the playoffs, but, you know, they're still in this thing.
Well, and I think if you would have told the Predators you have a chance coming back home to force a game seven, if you would have told them that before the series, I think that's all you could ask for at this point, John. I know kind of with where the Preds were after game number two, where you're 1-1 heading back home, a chance to really assert yourself in the series, but you got a chance at home to force a game seven in really the first year under the Barry Trotz era. I think this is exactly what you wanted. They have the chance now. They have not taken advantage at home. You dropped both games in pretty dramatic fashion, to be quite honest, in both of those games. Atmosphere will be terrific, but they haven't kind of parlayed that atmosphere into wins so far in the postseason. They got to do that on Friday if they want to keep this thing going.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Smashville's going to be wired up. I mean, as stunned as they were on Sunday after that result, you know, they're going to be fired up, ready to go. Again, we still don't know what time they're going to drop the puck.
Don't know why.
I don't know if it's
TV. I'm sure
maybe because some series ended like over the last couple of days, so they got to kind of reshuffle. Like, what I want to know is, when is game one between Carolina and my New York Rangers?
Right.
You know, that is going to be a incredible series. So, yeah, the Predators, like you said, for them to, A, just make the playoffs in this new regime, but to possibly get out of round one and into round two in year one of this regime would be a major, major accomplishment. I think Brunette's got to get Jack Adams consideration. Yeah. And I think Trotsky's got to get, you know, GM of the year consideration, given where this team was and, you know, how they had the fire sale last year and still almost made the playoffs, which was crazy. But, you know, all this wasn't supposed to happen in year one is the point I'm trying to make.
No, and not just at the beginning, kind of through the middle as well. And that makes this season so fun because it's sports really are a roller coaster, and this season has been one of the more dramatic and exciting roller coasters that you're going to see. And they've come out on the other side of it. And I know after game number four, all hope was lost. Series is over. We're heading back on the road. Game five is going to be over. I kind of thought that way myself, but they stood tall. And I said the stat earlier, you were 0 of your last four in terms of staving off elimination. Preds knocked that streak back, and that's something you've kind of had a little bit of a trend of. Preds kind of rolling over in some of these elimination games, kind of reading the writing on the wall and saying, great season, lads, yeah, but let's go hit up Cancun and some of the resorts.
Let's reserve those tee times. Right, yeah, work on our swing.
They didn't do that, and that's, to me, that started from the beginning. That's what Barry Trotz wanted, guys who are willing to fight and claw even when maybe the cards are stacked against you.
So if you win Friday, forces a game seven on Sunday. And look, we all know anything can happen in a game seven. Mm-hmm. Game sevens are weird. They are, you know, all the pressure is going to be on Vancouver.
Especially with how played at home, John. I mean, right, they've now three games, they've won one of their last three games at home. To me, that'll be exactly what they're thinking. And not only them, the fans who will be walking into that barn. Look at me using hockey.
Look
terms.
At you. You're a hockey
look
guy.
Look at me
all
going
of a
over here. But it's they'll be thinking.
See, that's
the
benefit
thing
of having Mace on as often, right, as we do. You know, he's got that. Some of that lingo. He's got that Canadian hockey, yeah, lingo. You know, you go into that barn. You got to get to the forecheck early. You got to pay the price down low.
Right. Next thing I'll be talking about the forecheck and getting pucks on net here. But
got to get pucks on net, bro.
Yes.
Got to be stout at the blue line too. Yeah, so like I said, anything can happen in a game seven. Now, you got to get there. You got to win Friday. But if you win Friday, all the pressure immediately goes to Vancouver, mm-hmm, because, A, they're supposed to win this series. They're favored to win this series. You have home ice advantage. You had a 3-1 lead with a chance to end the series on home ice, which you didn't take advantage of. And now, you know, they might be gripping those sticks a little tight. You get to game seven, Preds get the first goal. You talk about pressure.
Yeah. In game sevens, John, are when you need your stars. And Forsberg, Josi finally get on the score sheet. I believe that was his first goal in this series last night. You need those guys to step up. Like we're saying, I don't want to count the eggs here before
don't
we
touch
get there,
the money.
But kind of just looking ahead, that's when you need your star guys. And both have had some sort of impact, maybe not as much as you'd like kind of heading into it, but Forsberg, Josi, both with goals, both with assists heading into it. And I thought UC Saros played pretty well last night, John. Shots weren't in abundance,
right,
once again for either,
right,
time.
Yeah, neither
team.
Goaltender faced a lot of shots. It was just a really tight, tight game.
All series. You, yep, look up and down. It's kind of been that 20-save mark for pretty much every single game for both goaltenders. So it's been a trend, and it's following.
You are correct, by the way. That was Yossi's first goal of the playoffs on the power play last night. Carrier's first goal, I think the first playoff goal of his career last night, which proved to be the game winner on that blistering slap shot. So,
breaking news here. Quinn Hughes, Roman Josi, and Kale Maker, I'm going to guess.
Kale McCarr.
McCarr has been announced as the finalist for the Norris Trophy.
Well, well deserved for Josi. Obviously, he's been one. You know, he's been one of the better two way defensemen in the NHL. So happy for him. Certainly, I'm a big Roman Josi guy. You know, he's a forever Predator. You know, he's going to go down as one of the greatest players in the history of this franchise for sure.
Yep.
I think we're going to see that 59 get retired someday and go up to the rafters at Bridgestone Arena. So he's won it once. He's been a finalist a few times. He did win it. A number of years ago, I do believe. So good on Roman Josi.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, Gentry Estes. Now is when we'll have Gentry Estes on, Patton.
Gentry Estes at 10:25, John.
At 10:25, okay. That's right. Sports columnist from the Tennessean, and get his thoughts on what the Preds are doing and what the Titans did in the draft. Stick around, WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up, and if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
JB and the General on a Wednesday. Happy May Day. Happy Hump Day. Joined now by the sports columnist for the Tennessean, the great Gentry Estes. Gentry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, great to be, great to talk to you as well. Well, you and I walked out of the building on Sunday thinking, well, maybe it's over for the Preds, and they circle the wagons last night. They get the 2-1 win over the Canucks. They force a game six back here Friday night. And if they win that, you got a game seven and anything could happen. What do you make of, you and I were talking, this has been a really weird series, right? The Predators could easily have ended this series. They could have been up 3-1 as opposed to being down 3-1. What do you make of all this in this series so far?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of the season as a whole for the Preds, I mean, it really does feel like that it's when you doubt them the most that they're the most dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going into that game last night, I don't think anybody would have really been that surprised if they had just kind of mailed it in as, okay, you know, we've overachieved this year, and then there was a heartbreak in game four, and you don't know how you're going to fly all the way across the country and respond to that. And I think a lot of people were kind of assuming, okay, yeah, that's going to be it. That's finally it. And it wasn't. The Preds played with every bit as much energy and intensity as they've been playing with in this series. Quite honestly, I think you look at these games to this point, and you could make a case that the Preds have outplayed the Canucks in this series, or at least had the better of play for most of it. And you know, they just hadn't been rewarded for it. And after game four, Andrew Brunette had kind of made the point of, you know, the hockey gods are eventually going to pay us back if we keep doing what we're doing. And I think that's what happened last night. I think they got a couple of goals that you maybe wouldn't have expected. You know, the first being when Vancouver's goalie just kind of rolled over and it went in. And then the second one, you know, Alexander Carrier with just a blast from near the blue line. And who would have expected that? Alexander Carrier had four goals this season.
Yeah.
For him to be the one to come up with that was pretty surprising.
Gentry, the power play goal by Josi. Obviously, the power play has struggled a lot in this series. What kind of boost of confidence do you think that gives this team?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. What, they'd gone seven. They were 0-17 was the streak, I think, when they finally did get one.
And, yeah.
You know, obviously, it's still an issue. I mean, they were able to, you know, to get back in it last night, but you know, that's going to have to be better. Obviously, I think if you're really going to stand a realistic chance to win the series, and you know, I think another that was a big deal, and I think another thing that people probably aren't missing enough is just how well Saros played,
yeah,
and have played really for the last few games of this series. I mean, Vancouver's wins in Nashville, you know, I know it got weird there at the end of Game Four, but you know, for the most part, UC's played pretty dang well since letting in an easy one there in game one. And I think at some point, John, it's just got to matter that Nashville has such an advantage in net, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just waiting on that moment where Vancouver's goalie looks like a third stringer. And that hasn't happened in these last two games. And I'm just thinking, when you get back to Nashville, there's going to be one of those games where that particular matchup advantage has to matter more than it has. And, you know, I think it's because Vancouver's guys play pretty well, but I think it's also because Nashville has not taken advantage of the power play.
Gentry, I wanted to ask you about UC Soros and kind of maybe the conversation around him. Do you think if the stats read 30 saves instead of 20, like really all season, like all series long, maybe the narrative would be a little bit different?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a weird series with that, where you know the shot totals have just been so low, and especially, I mean, those two games in Nashville, Vancouver was able to win those games. They were it was like 60-30 something in the two games in the shot totals. And you don't normally see that. You certainly don't see it for a team that's able to go on the road and win a couple of playoff games. But I think UC last night, I mean, even the goal they let in, there was a sequence. He made a heck of a save maybe 30 seconds before the one that went in. And you kind of came away from that being like, you know, UC deserved better than that sequence right there with what happened and the weird shot kind of from the – just every goal in that game is just weird. And this whole series has kind of turned into kind of an are-you-kidding-me kind of thing. But the road team's won the last four games.
Right.
So but I do think the constant for Nashville in this has been that UC's played well enough to win this thing, and I think you would expect that to continue at this point. I mean, he's an advantage for them. They're just going to have to figure out a way to get a little more offense going against quite honestly, a Vancouver goal situation that should not be, you know, you got a third stringer. You had the second stringer before him who's kind of banged up. And maybe he's back, maybe he's not. But these guys are getting confidence because the Preds have not been able to score when they've had these opportunities.
Dentry, how do you think the first line has played for the Preds?
You know, maybe certainly not the impact that you've saw for a lot of the regular season in terms of just sheer production. I mean, it was so top heavy for so much of the season. But you know, I still think it's one of the better lines. You know, you kind of thought going into the series that the Preds were going to get this done. That their top guys had to be their top guys. They're not, you know, deep enough and have the kind of talent all through the lines to really get this done unless Philip Forsberg is kind of is the guy in terms of, you know, and what you saw from Josi last night, that's kind of what you would expect there, him setting up that last goal. So I think that's you could say it's been their best line, but it's not. You know, I still think there's another level of production, and we're talking a little bit about power play there, too.
Sure. Gentry Estes is our guest, sports columnist from the Tennessean. All right, Gentry, gut feeling, what happens Friday night and what happens in this series?
I think the Preds will win Friday night, but look, my predictions in this, it's worth absolutely nothing.
Same as mine.
Yep.
I mean, I think I said Canucks in seven before it started, so mm-hmm. I actually still think that's how it goes. You know, it's funny, the thing's 3-2, so it had a home team won every single time, it would be the exact same place it is right now.
Right.
But I think at some point, home ice advantage has got to matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, like I said, the discrepancy in the goalie situations right now is going to have to matter. I just think the Canucks are due a game where they've got, you know, the goalie just doesn't have it.
Right.
And I think that might be Friday night, and see what happens in game seven.
Fair enough. Switching gears, talk a little NFL draft. Are you a draft grader, Gentry? If so,
no, I don't like, yeah, I'm not a
It's so silly to do that, isn't it? You know, we won't know for, 3 years how good this draft class is.
Yeah, I mean, you go pick by pick with it, and I'm, you know, to me, it's more from the standpoint of, you know, is it, you look at the after the first round, it gets really hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we study the first round so much that you get an idea, okay, well, here's what happened. But, yeah, you're talking about picks being graded in the sixth round. Yeah, I think that's a little silly.
Yeah. All right, well, let's break it down individually then. Latham, obviously, they stay at seven. The Titans do. They pick Latham. Obviously, it felt like Ault was their target. He went early. They ended up staying at seven, taking J.C. Latham. And obviously, the big story there is, can he make the adjustment from right tackle in college to left tackle in the pros? What are your thoughts on the pick, and, you know, how confident should Titans fans be that, you know, he'll be okay on the left side?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure they were targeting Ault.
Okay.
The way it fell, I mean, I think there were a lot of teams that probably had Latham a little higher than maybe some of the experts did for a lot of this process. But as you started following it, as the draft got closer, Latham's name kept going up and up the boards. And I feel like from the Titans' perspective, it would have been interesting to see if Ault had been there, who they would have taken. But I truly also believe that I think they thought Jim Harbaugh was going to get it. And I think it was kind of, if you'd asked them going into the draft, who was it probably going to be? I think it probably would have said Latham. And in order for them to feel so confident in that, I think they're not worried about the move from right to left, and certainly not as much as everybody else seems to be. So
that's an understatement.
Maybe they know something we don't,
yeah.
You know, here. But I think some of that, too, just comes from the fact that the Titans have had so much trouble drafting first-round picks lately, but in particular drafting offensive linemen high in the draft lately. And it does seem like whatever they wanted to try to get out of that that group has just not panned out. So it's understandable that you would be skeptical of a position change, and it does go against conventional wisdom to take a guy number 7 overall and then want to change his position. But if you the people you talk to, you know, former coaches, people that really haven't had a lot of experience around this game, don't view it as that complicated a move to go from right to left. I think the general consensus is he'd be able to do that, and I think the Titans feel like that too, or they wouldn't have taken it.
Gentry, are you buying that that was Bill Callahan's favorite offensive line prospect and J.C. Latham? That was paraded out by Diana Rossini after. Do you buy that at all?
I don't know. I've not asked him. I don't see why. I don't know. That was Diana's report, so that's what she said.
One more here. What do you make of Tavondre Sweat? He's got the off-field stuff happened about a month ago, but the tape is about as good as it gets.
I thought that was a reach, quite honestly. That was probably the one pick in the draft that I didn't really like that much for the Titans, at least not where they made it. And I understand you only have one pick on day two. So I think, you know, if you're sitting there with another second-round pick or, you know, maybe something early third, maybe you go another direction. But felt like there might have been some more value if you try to move down a little bit there, if that's who you wanted. You know, even before the off-field stuff, that you're talking about a guy who's being rated by a few people as a day three guy. So I think he's, you know, I've seen him, you know, a lot of people have written or said that he's kind of a boom or bust prospect. I don't think that. I think he's going to be what the Titans need him to be. I think he's going to be a space eater in the middle of the line, and I think he'll be a valuable member of that defense. The question is, do you need to spend an early second round pick to get that guy? Mm. And so that to me, in terms of value and where they did it, is probably the only pick of the draft that I kind of had exception with. I don't know if that one felt like a reach to me.
Gentry, do you have a sleeper Titans draft pick?
I like the kid in the 7th round, James Williams.
Okay.
If you go watch his tape and see what he looked like out there playing safety for Miami. They've talked about he'd be a linebacker in the next level, and I think he's the classic tweener where you don't know, he doesn't really have a position between linebacker and safety, and I think that's one of the reasons he fell. There's also issues about coverage assignments and just busts in the defense. I think that's why he fell. He's had a bit of an injury history. But if you go watch him play, if he gets on the field in special teams, he's going to be really fun to watch. He's out there just destroying people on tape. And you're also talking about a guy who was a 5-star recruit, one of the top 20 recruits in the country, and alongside J.C. Latham and others. So I think there's a lot of talent there and something to work with. Because, you know, in terms of coverage assignments and where to be, you can coach that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you can't coach, when I watch on tape, I see with this kid. I think he could be pretty good.
Gentry,
certainly pretty good for late 7th round.
Sure. Gentry Estes is our guest from the Tennessean. Gentry, is all the heat that the Falcons are getting for what they did, taking Penix after signing Kirk Cousins to that big contract, is all that heat justified in your mind?
Yeah, I don't know. I was up till 2 a.m. with the Preds last night. I think it surprised me. I mean, I'll say that. I don't know all the ins and outs of what the Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, but it's like, I guess they got tired of not having a quarterback for the last 2 years. Now they want about 4 of them.
Gentry, I got a Nashville SC question, if you don't mind. They are struggling by all sins. Gary Smith seems to think once his guys get healthy again that will help matters and they'll be able to climb up the leaderboards again. Do you believe it's solely just that they aren't a healthy team right now, or do you think there are deeper problems?
That's a good question. And they're certainly underperforming. And, you know, this is really the first time that Nashville SC, since they've gone to Major League Soccer, has really been as bad as they are right now. I mean, this is a team that was expected to certainly be better than one of the worst teams in the league. And if you look at the standings, you know, this game this last weekend, you had the team in here, San Jose, they should have beat that team. You know, they were expecting to beat that team, and then to blow a lead at home and get a point, it's not good right now. And I do think injuries have been a factor, but this is a team that last year had one of the oldest rosters in Major League Soccer. And you just felt like you re-sign Hani, that's a good thing. You know, certainly somebody to build around. But at some point, you just kind of felt like the reset was coming. The roster is too old to really sustain this for a lot longer. And I just, you know, I think a lot of that, you know, what direction you go in was going to hinge on how the first part of this year started for Nashville SC. Hasn't started very well. Wouldn't surprise me if you saw some changes coming there soon in some form or fashion.
Gentry, we appreciate you jumping on, my man. Get some rest. I know you were up late last night after that Preds game. We do appreciate the time.
Yeah, you bet. Take care, guys.
All right. Gentry Estes, sports columnist from the Tennessean. Your phone calls till the top of the hour and text, too. Same number. How about that? 615-844-5600. We're back after this. WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Power Mop.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal. We're going to have mostly guys willing to come here and understand what it means to wear the Kentucky uniform. This is bigger than themselves. That's going to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to go have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy as the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Nashville Sports Radio, JB and the General on a Wednesday. Here till the top of the hour when the Jim Rome Show comes your way. We got Braves baseball this afternoon on these airwaves, 2:25 pregame. We're going to take on the Mariners, try to avoid the sweep. And speaking of baseball, Patton, one of the biggest stars in all of baseball, Mike Trout, with another injury.
Oh, man.
Torn meniscus, going to have surgery. He's out indefinitely. And you just feel for this guy because, you know, he's one of the – he's a Hall of Fame talent. He's been one of the consistently best players in all of baseball. And he plays conceivably in a big market because Anaheim is considered in the Los Angeles market. It's the number two market in the country. But if he walked down Broadway right now, nobody would – probably hardly anybody would recognize him. And – I don't think he's ever been to the playoffs.
No.
Or won a division. And, you know, he's put up good numbers and he's had great players around him, but they have not been able to build around that guy in Anaheim with the Angels to get them, you know, in World Series contention. And, you know, he's still a young guy, but he's not a kid anymore. And this injury is just devastating, you know, for baseball, obviously for the Angels and for Mike Trout.
Well, and it's really the beginning of his career. It was pretty injury-free, but once he had that first one, it's kind of been a spiral. Each and year in, year out, you're pretty much penciling him in to get injured at some point. And it hurts to say that, but I think it's a pretty big indictment that maybe not it's all on Mike Trout, maybe more so on the Anaheim Angels at some point as well, but Shohei Ohtani left, and for a guy like that, you would think Mike Trout would be able to maybe sway him to kind of stay and maybe play out his career with the Angels, but I'm sure Ohtani looked at it and said, this guy's hurt half of the year, every single year. I'm not guaranteed to make it to the postseason with him because for whatever reason, we can't do it with him being as our main guy, and he ended up leaving, going to the Dodgers. So it's traumatic. It's one that I think year in, year out, it's unfortunate, but it's not surprising anymore that the surprise factor of Mike Trout going down with injury is not surprising anymore.
Yeah, certain guys, you just kind of expect them to get hurt. As a Yankee fan, I fully expect Giancarlo Stanton to get hurt at some point and miss a boatload of time. Now, he kind of altered the way he worked out in the offseason, and he looks a lot different, but, you know, he's just a guy that gets hurt a lot. And you know what? I hate to say it, but Aaron Judge, too.
Yeah.
You know?
It's these big guys.
Right. I mean, you know, to put that kind of pressure and pounding on your body, you know, playing 162 games, like the Yankees are on a stretch. They're not going to get a day off for like another week.
And he's a great outfielder as well, Mike Trout. So he puts his body in harm ways out there. It's not just kind of the batting and the quick flinches and twitches trying to hit a baseball, but it's in the outfield as well. Puts his body in harm's way. Great player to watch. I believe he was leading the majors in home runs, but that no longer, at least for now.
Three-time AL MVP, 11-time All-Star, suffered the torn meniscus in Monday's game against the Phillies. He's set to undergo surgery. They are saying they expect him back before the end of this year, but maybe that's more wishing than that's more hope than faith.
Yeah, where would the Angels be in terms of the playoff race in September and in August? If they're out of it, he's not coming back.
I mean, think about it. Trout's 32 years old now. Now he's still young, but he's not a kid anymore.
No,
you have an injury like that north of 30, it's going to be tough.
Yep,
it's going to be tough, and. The crazy part is he doesn't really even know when he sustained the injury. That's got to be frustrating as well. Think about it, man. He was on a team. At one point, the Angels had Shohei Ohtani, Albert Pujols, and Mike Trout. And they didn't win diddly poo.
It couldn't do none with it.
You know? That's crazy.
Want to give a quick shout out. My grandma, my mamaw's listening right now in Kansas City, I believe.
Hey, mamaw. How about my Aunt Cindy? The Royals are actually playing pretty well. Yes. You're a Royals fan?
Both are big Royals fans. My granddad was a huge Royals fan. That's where, I don't know. I'm not a huge one
now,
myself.
Your dad is from Kansas City,
dad
correct?
Dad is from Kansas City. Shout out Lee Summit, Missouri. But, shout out to them. I appreciate them listening. I don't know what the weather's like in Kansas City, but I hope it's as beautiful as it is here in Nashville.
Royals in second place in the AL Central, 18-13. The Guardians, I think they're the last team to have double-digit losses now. They're 19-10. They're playing great ball right now. I was actually Midtown last night. I saw Dr. Detroit, saw his Tigers get a win. They had the game on for him. John Burton, my brother's keeper. So, yeah, sure.
Not everybody in there was happy to have the Detroit Tigers on there.
Thank you for listening, Mama.
Yes.
I'm trying to take care of your grandson as best I can, but I don't need any help in that department. He's a good kid. He's a good boy, Mama.
Yes. Try to be anyway. Kansas City Royals, Eric Hosmer jersey back in the day whenever I went down there for a game. Those days are long gone, unfortunately, but they're starting to pick it back up again.
Well, I remember there was I had a friend in Kansas City.
Oh.
And I went to – so they won the World Series, I believe, on a Sunday back in 2015. They beat the Mets, and the parade was Tuesday. So I was off Monday and Tuesday. I hadn't started here yet. You know, I was, still about 4 years away from starting here. And I said, well, you know what? I'll fly down to Kansas City for a day. I flew in Tuesday morning, and I was going to fly right back Wednesday morning. And I was just going to, I have a Bo Jackson Kansas City Royals jersey. So I slipped that on. And I was just blending with the crowd.
Yeah.
And I caught up to my friend and, we all just kind of hung out and during the parade and all that stuff. And it was a fun day. I was genuinely happy for Kansas City because, yep. George Brett, as many great years as he had there with the Royals, he only won one World Series. And so, I was thought an excuse to go see my friend and, hung out, whatever. So I get on an early flight to Kansas City on Tuesday morning. And as soon as I land, I turn my phone on, I get a notification. What's his name? The former coach of the Titans got fired.
Oh,
Wisnut. Ken Wisnut was fired.
Get your ass back here, JB.
Well, I called Brian. I was like, hey, I'm in Kansas City. I'm not back till tomorrow morning. He goes, don't worry about it. We got it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I felt bad. You know what I mean? I was like, it was my off day. So I wasn't like, goofing off or playing hooky or anything
that.
Yeah. But it was just like, when a big story like that happens, you want to. You just kind of feel guilty.
Right.
And, that was the day. Yeah, the day that the Kansas City Royals celebrated with a parade for winning the World Series.
That's incredible.
Is the day Kenny Wisenhunt got fired.
May have been the easiest decision Amy Adams Strunk has ever had to make.
Not a good tenure as head coach, Ken Wisenhunt. Can we say that?
I feel
comfortable saying that, don't you?
I believe so. I believe Ken Wisenhunt would say the same. Maybe he wouldn't.
He probably wouldn't. There was a guy that used to call the sports line all the time, Philip. Guy was a nutcase. I don't know where he is now. I think he's either dead or in jail, I swear. He called up and said, Ken Wisenhunt, I'm quoting him, was the greatest coach in Titans history, and you media people drove him out of town.
Wow.
I said, Philip, he didn't win.
This big, bad Nashville media we got here.
Yeah, so.
Killing coaches and all sorts.
There you go. Well, let's kill a break right now. We'll come back and wrap up the show.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the NHL playoffs on SportsUSA, and we're headed to Texas as the Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights head to Dallas to take on the Stars. The Knights can shoot the lights out with Eichel and Marchessault.
Finds a man in front, and it's Marchessault. He scores!
Dallas still has life in this series thanks to the elevated play of Jason Robertson. It's the Knights at the Stars, Game 5, this Wednesday, on your home for the NHL playoffs and Stanley Cup, SportsUSA.
Coverage begins at 6 p.m., live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wrapping up a Wednesday show here on WNSR, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, the General, Patton Cook, yours truly, John Burton. Braves baseball coming up at 2:25 pregame. I still want to know what, like, the McFarlands are going to do. Are they just going to come on for, like, 20 minutes? And Darren's going to talk about the Preds game? Or, like you said, Damon King is going to talk about when he was a DJ and, you know, talk about how we should be talking about, you know, the heck with the Preds. We should be talking about the Tennessee Vols.
Well, if I was ever program director here, and I never will be, of course, I'm right where I want to be.
You never know.
I would just...
You could do both.
Just give
you
the mic.
You could co-host this show and be the PD.
Producing and hosting is as much as I need. I'm already running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But just give Damon King the mic.
Yeah.
Let him spout poetic.
Let him spin some old school tunes. You know what I mean? You know.
I bet he could hit the post.
Oh yeah. Oh, Damon King could hit the post. But you know, like I said, all he's going to want to talk about is, like, you know, as he shows up in his orange jumpsuit, driving his orange car, wearing his orange hat.
By the way, that car he's got, it's Texas orange, Damon.
It really is. More burnt orange than it is Vol orange.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news there, but definitely Texas orange.
He's driving off the road right now. Yep. He's listening in the car. There was an accident on I-40. A burnt orange vehicle.
A Longhorn orange vehicle off the road.
Yeah, so there you go. So, yeah, I wonder what they're going to do. Are they just going to stay with Network for 20 minutes? I'd love to know. I don't know why I'm so curious about that.
I guess we'll just have to tune in at 2.
Tune in at 2 o'clock and find out. And one way or another, we will get you Braves baseball at 2:25.
Yes.
What do you got going on today?
Off day for me today, so going to do some word you like to use, adulting.
Mm-hmm.
Get some adulting done.
Gym tan laundry?
Yes, absolutely. Well, nothing much exciting for me. I'm sure I'll get on Xbox, play some Xbox this afternoon.
Yeah. So what games are you rocking these days on the old Xbox?
I don't get to play much these days. I'm a working man, unfortunately, as mm-hmm. much as I'd like to not to be.
So, are you a Call of Duty guy? Are you
I'm a FIFA
Fortnite
guy.
Oh, okay.
FIFA guy, John. I am soccer all the way. Me and my buddies will play a thing called Pro Clubs. We all play with all play on the same team going up against other people.
You use world teams or EPL teams?
So what this one is you kind of create your own guy and you kind of level up. And it is the highlight of my day.
I imagine that these games are very intense, a lot of emotions.
We're in a party. We're a lot of stuff I can't say on air. Okay. It's great.
What's the name of your team?
I can't even remember. Can't even remember.
It's been that kind of a day. Oh, trust God. Me. All right, we'll come back and try to do better tomorrow, especially me. Thanks for listening. Braves Baseball at 225. Jim Rome coming up straight at you. We'll see you tomorrow.